Virgil Gus Grissom was selected as one of the original seven astronauts. A family man and a veteran of several space flights, he was a national hero and was likely to be the first man to walk on the moon. But Grissom was also an outspoken critic of the space program and was quoted as saying, "Someone's going to get killed." Unfortunately, Grissom's worst fears were soon realized. On January 27, 1967, 2 years before the first moon landing, Grissom and his crew boarded the Apollo 1 capsule for a full-scale simulation. The problems began almost immediately. First, the capsule's communication systems failed.
You copy? No, I didn't read your check at all. I can't read your check. You want to try the phone?
Hey, how do you get the moon? We can't pass between three buildings. I can't hear what you said.
Suddenly, the capsule burst into flames with the astronauts sealed inside. Tragically, Gus Grissom, Ed White, and Roger Chaffee lost their lives before ever leaving the launch pad. Gus Grissom's family believes the Apollo 1 fire was no accident.
I think it was intentionally sabotaged by someone. It's been a question in my mind, what was found in the accident investigation and how was that handled? Was the CIA involved or, you know, whoever? But it was done intentionally.
Grissom's family doesn't know who was responsible for his death or why it happened. But they say NASA knows the truth.
Gus gave his life for this program, and I feel like that it is up to NASA to come forward and give us a direct answer to what really happened.
Were Gus Grissom and the Apollo 1 astronauts victims of a tragic accident? Or were they intentionally silenced because they knew too much? We may never know. The cause of the fire is still a mystery, and the capsule remains locked away at a military base. But Grissom wasn't the only Apollo critic to meet with a suspicious and untimely death. Thomas Ronald Barron was a safety inspector during Apollo 1's construction. After the fire, Barron testified before Congress that the Apollo program was in such disarray that the United States would never make it to the moon. He claimed his opinions made him a target.
Has there been any pressure on you by NASA?
Nothing. My wife and I were somewhat harassed at home when this first thing broke some time back, but it's going away now.
As part of his testimony, Barron submitted a 500-page report detailing his findings.
There was a real fear that the program could be stopped dead in its tracks.
Then exactly 1 week after he testified, Barron's car was struck by a train. Barron, his wife, and stepdaughter were killed instantly.
I believe that Thomas Ronald Barron was murdered because he had the truth to tell about the Apollo project.
Barron's report mysteriously disappeared, and to this day, it has never been found.